fun with the Cobra as practice has ended.
It has officially ended, Mike. It ended 5 minutes ago, which is 5 minutes too late. Let's talk to Rudy Carpenter.
All right, let's talk to Rudy Carpenter.
Hey, Rudy. You got a quick segment? So, how are things going for you? What's this experience like?
It's been a lot of fun so far. You know, been getting a lot of opportunity to do some things, and I'm just trying to make the most of it.
Yeah. So, what's the ultimate goal for a guy like you right now in this camp? Like, what are you trying to accomplish here? I mean, obviously you want to make the team and everything, but you know, beyond all that, is there a bigger learning experience there for you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, we have veterans in Tony Romo and John Kitten, obviously, and, you know, our coaching staff is unbelievable. So I'm just trying to soak up as much knowledge as I can from all those guys because they all have different perspectives on everything. So I'm just trying to soak up as much as I can
State.
And use it to the knowledge I get when I can use it. So, you know, just learning as much as I can and also, you know, trying to make the team as well.
So have you been to Texas prior to all this? Did you guys play any games at Arizona State here?
Actually, the only time I've been here is my true freshman year. We played in the Sun Bowl against Purdue, so I was in El Paso for a week. That was it.
Really, not that much different from here.
That was the only time I've been to Texas, so I don't really know.
So is this balls to the wall hot? Have you experienced heat like this before? I know you're not outside that much or anything, but once you get outside, it couldn't have been this bad in Arizona, like where you were at least.
I'd probably say it was 10 times worse.
It was? But it's a different heat. This is like awful humid crud heat.
Yeah, but you got to understand, in Arizona, it's 120 with no clouds, no
was
anything, no
hot
mountains.
Party?
It's just sun.
I always heard it was different. I mean, I've been out there in the summer before, and it's hot, but I swear this is weird hot. Like, freaky, can't get in the car without dying hot.
Yeah, see, people always talk about how the humid heat is way worse than the dry heat, but... You know, I don't know, 120 is 120, so, I mean, this is pretty hot. When you get in the car, it's like 180, you know?
So, yeah, that's the worst part, is getting in the car. So, from a female perspective, are you married or anything?
I have a longtime girlfriend.
College?
Yeah, yep.
She's still there?
She's still there.
So how's that working?
It's been all right so far. You know, we've been apart, living apart for about 8 months now, so it's been going. Hopefully it'll keep on going all right.
So are you, is she still in school?
Yeah, she'll be done in June. She's got little less than a year left.
So what does Rudy do if what's the fallback plan? If football doesn't work out long term, what'd you study and stuff in school?
Oh, I majored in criminal justice, and I have a minor in sociology. But probably I just probably want to be a coach.
Really?
Yeah.
High school, college, whatever?
Yeah, whatever. Preferably, you know, college.
Okay. All right, man. Fair enough. He looks like he's two.
He does?
Yes. Who is this? Who is... This is Deion Anderson. Isn't that 34?
Yeah. Yeah, it's him.
Okay. Oh, here's Jerry. You want to get some of Jerry?
Sure. Sure.
I got very little... Jerry was the drunkest guy in the city last night, I swear to you. And he looks great. No big deal. I can't even get in there, man. There's too many people. I'm going to talk to Deion. Let's see, Deion.
Get a little round thing in the back.
See, that's when you party enough. That's what happens. You build up resistance.
Hey,
he's right.
Deion, what? Okay, you have these little beads in the back of your hair. You don't personally do that, do you?
No, my hairstylist does. Shout out to Miss Hattie, Odyssey Salon.
So. How much, what, does this cost extra? Because you got like 1,000 beads in the back of your little dreadlocky things. What do you call this? What is this style?
This is just straight back cornrows. Her name is Miss Hattie. She takes time out of her day to personally, you know, put each bead on for me.
How long does that take?
Normally about 4 hours.
You sit in a chair for 4 hours?
Well, no, it's just like a couple stages, you know. First, you know, I get...
Very girly.
Yeah, it's very girly, but, that, like, you know, it's for my wife. You know, she likes me to look attractive, so, you know, she's the one who put me on to taking care of my hair and everything
what
like that.
What does she do to look
Other
attractive
than that,
for him?
I'd be walking around looking like a beast. But, yeah, it's like four different stages, you know. First, she takes it out. Then she washes it. She deep conditions it. Then she blow dries it, flat irons it, braids it, and then puts the beads on.
What a beating, man.
Does he ever go with an afro?
No, I know. It's terrible.
So when you unleash it, is it a big fro?
Oh, yeah, it's big. Like, I can take it from the middle and bring it down here. Yeah.
All the way to your mouth?
Yeah, and I've only been growing it for probably like a year now.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this the first experience, though, with it? Did you have one as a kid, too, or anything?
I tried, but then I got sick of it. Didn't have enough patience. Yeah.
All right. Okay, fair enough. Well, you're doing it for a woman. You know what?
Yeah.
If you weren't married and you were telling me the story, I might think you're gay.
Yeah, something. Yeah, I know. I would think so, too. I'd question my sexuality, but I'm married, so, you know, there's no questions asked.
All right, bro. Be good.
He's funny.
Take care, man. That guy's funny.
He's a delightful guy.
Yeah.
He's having fun.
Oh, there's Tony Romo walking off the field.
Oh, my.
Poor guy.
Oh, man.
Poor Tony.
You think he's beaten down?
You know what? Yes.
You
I
don't
do.
Even want to go talk to him, do you?
Tony, dude. No, I really don't. Well, yeah, you can't talk to him. He's with PR. No, there he is. Let me see.
I mean, you know him. You're the snake.
Aren't you guys friends?
Yeah.
How are we friends?
You guys, Tony Romo.
You guys play golf.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. He's signing a lot of autographs right now. Hey, Tony, are the golf clubs put away officially now for the year?
Well, he's not even looking up at you.
Well, he's signing autographs, Mike. He's doing this for the fans.
Ask him if he likes signing autographs.
Oh, my. I mean, this is like... It's like a beetle is down here right now. You would not believe.
Yeah, but it's Ringo.
Do you think he is... Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
God.
You.
God. Listen to this. Good God.
Ask him if
that's nothing like a beetle.
Ask him if he threw lots of footballs through tires in the off season.
Okay, I'm going to ask him if...
Yeah, ask him if football tires put away for the year, too.
Hey, Tony, have you ever done the drill of throwing the football through the tire? You ever thrown the football through the tire?
I've done everything.
Dude.
What'd he say?
He just looked at me and smiled. He's like, I've done everything.
I've done everything?
Yeah.
Tell him to do it some more.
Holy crap.
Ask him if he likes his gig.
His life sucks.
All right, there's a guy. Find out who that is.
This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm all right.
Name?
Andre Douglas.
That is quite the hairstyle. Can you explain it? See the back. What is this? What did you do?
I didn't do that.
Who did that?
Andre did.
Gerard?
Yeah.
Why? Okay. What
right,
is
you
it?
You got to describe.
Okay,
you can't
it's really
see.
Hard to, what's on top here? What
I'm
is that?
I'm going to help you figure it out. I can't help you.
When did he do it?
Last night.
Okay, so he's got a shaved head, but on top of it, it's like there's a number or... What is it? Do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
Tell me what it is.
I can't tell you. You got to figure it out.
Okay, well, duck down again.
Is it a fraternity sign?
Ready?
Okay, yeah. No! Dude, you're like 8 feet tall. I can't see it.
There you go.
It's... do you guys know what that is?
Everybody says you got the worst.
It's LD.
Do you feel that way?
It's pretty bad. It'll grow back, though.
I just say you look like something out of Predator 24.
They're lying. No, that's not me. That's not me. That's the other guy.
What was your hair like before? Just one length?
Regular, clean cut.
And Andre just said, I'm going after it?
Yep. They drew it out, and they did it.
What time was it?
11.
Were they laughing quite hard?
Yeah.
At your expense?
Everyone was laughing.
I guess he's in the back of your head.
He's taking a picture right now. Oh my God! Just get it all. Just go ahead. Enjoy yourselves. Let me get
Dude, it's awful. It is awful. Can you see it, Mike?
No, I can't.
Is it like something the Jackass guys would do to each other?
Yes, it's exactly what it is. It's like something that Johnny Knoxville and those guys would do as a bit.
I didn't do that. No.
Was he have a penis cut into his head?
Did you ever
or something?
Challenge it?
No.
You were just cool with whatever.
In my room.
What? Okay, did they tell you? Did he tell you what he's going to do?
I wasn't going to come out, but I was like, I might as well just do it.
What if it would have been something like obscene and offensive? Would you have been cool?
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that.
Like a wiener.
No. They wouldn't do that.
How long?
Who are these other people?
I
don't know. He's got a bunch of other press members around him.
It'll grow back by then, though.
So you have to wear it for a certain amount of time?
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing it right now.
How long?
A week.
1 week. Are you the only guy that they've jacked with hair-wise?
They got, did you see that unicorn and Puff here? Yeah, they got a couple of us. They got
who did that? Who's got that?
It was Andre. Andre is a leader.
No. Who's got the unicorn Puff thing? Another rookie?
Yeah. Oh, sweet. There goes.
Oh, my God. Look at Mike, look. Did you see this?
All right. I can't make it out. What is it?
He's got the Bob Newhart cut. Did it happen last night?
It did.
He's like bald on the top, but he's
got... There didn't really have any choice in the matter, so just got to grin and bear it for the next 5-6 days, so...
Okay, it's a cross between, like, it's very Bob Newhart, like I said, bald on top and kind of long on the sides, but it's also kind of Bozo the Clowny.
Well, they told me it was a tribute to HUD, so, Coach Houck, so, I don't know. I could only see a finished product once it was finished, and
was he happy with it?
I'm confused by it, but hey.
So Gerard, what did he get everybody last night?
Barber extraordinaire. So there might be more coming tonight. Hopefully not for me.
Who is he?
I've had enough done with my hair, but we'll see.
This isn't how you wanted to get in front of the camera.
Number 61. You got a skip.
Yeah. This press is good press. I don't believe that though. So.
So what was the look he was going for with this thing?
He said he wanted to be like HUD, Coach Houck, so,
You look like you're 60.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not, but I will 60. Take it that way.
How old are you?
22.
Yeah, you literally could pass for someone who's 56 years old right now.
Never get ID'd buying drinks again, so there we go.
You had been welcome in the party last
maybe
night.
Yeah.
So. Thanks, all right, bro. Wow.
All right, that is Greg Isdaner.
What's his last name?
Isdaner.
I mean, that is hilarious.
So they just—he's got the—they
got
bald on top, long on the sides.
Got the offensive linemen together and cut their hair. Not only is it long on the sides, mm-hmm. the bald on top. In the back, he put one streak, like it's like he fell asleep and just dragged the razor all the way down his back.
That's not very
God,
nice.
That's great. I wish Gerard was around. The ringleader of it all.
Any girls down there?
God, can you get your mind off them for 1 second? No, there's no girls down there.
There's got to be one.
There is. There's one at the 49-yard line in the black sweater.
And the Gina skirt. Miller's here.
Okay, well, she's a girl.
Yeah.
She counts.
Yeah. Jerry spoke for a long time. Let's see, any other players out here? Oh, sorry.
Ask Jerry how hungover he is.
Huh? Ask Jerry how hungover he is?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him if he ever made it up on top of the bar.
I don't know if I should be saying that.
Rangers are up 5-3.
Good times.
All right.
Thank God for David Murphy.
Let's see. Let's talk to Gina.
Okay. Talk to Gina.
Hey,
he's like
Gina.
The Cy Young
hi,
at hitting.
Sweetie. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
Here, we're live up here. There's Mike up there. Say hi to Mike.
Hello. How are you? We're Facebook friends.
That's right. We are.
On Facebook together.
That's right.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah. So, last night, he was out.
I don't think we're supposed to talk about that.
We're not?
No.
Were you there?
No, but I heard all about it.
Oh.
Were you out at Coyote Ugly?
Yes.
Yes. Trust me, everyone's heard about it. Dude, I'm serious.
It was quite funny seeing an old man try to get up on the bar like that. So what are you doing? Did you just get here?
Yeah, like about 30 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you here for what, 2 days?
Through Monday. Babe has the weekend off, so I'm...
You still married?
Check this weekend.
Your babe stand-in?
Yes.
I enjoyed your article in the Advocate.
Oh, well, you were in the Lake Highlands one, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I enjoyed going to Pearl Jam with you more, quite honestly.
Are you going down to ACL?
Dude, I want to, but I'll be working that weekend.
You are?
Trust me. And I even joined the 10 Club, so I could get the good seats like you guys had, but yeah, it's killing me.
Yeah, so, Gina was, this is why I love Gina more than any other human being, especially in this awful business we're in, because she took it upon herself to go solo to New York City to go see Pearl Jam last year. Just went up there to see him. We were up there.
I love her more than any other human being in this awful business we're in, too, but not for that reason.
So
What's that?
No, you.
How much longer are y'all down here?
We're through the weekend and Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're out of here. So you sticking around through the weekend?
Yep. Good
time.
Yeah.
I got to go home, so we can't hang out and party.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to, like, do everything we couldn't do in New York. You know?
I know. Yeah. I know.
And you're leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be here tonight and tomorrow, and that's it.
Oh.
And then come back on Monday.
Oh, well, that sucks.
I know. Yeah. I know. Okay, carry on.
Good to see you.
You too.
Anything
all right, don't worry. She's, no, Danny, she's not married.
Why not?
Huh?
I thought she was.
No, she's divorced.
Perfect.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
It's good for you. And that really will conclude things down here, as there aren't any other human beings that you would want to talk to.
Hmm.
I don't think, at least. Okay. What?
I said okay.
I can't hear you guys. You guys, I can't hear a thing down here.
We're not saying anything.
Well, that's why. I can't hear you.
We're just kind of disappointed in this segment.
Oh, Jesus. I had to kick your ass six ways to Sunday.
Whoa.
Well, he's right.
Wasn't that great, man?
You want to talk to Bruce Bowen?
Hey, it just got better. There's George.
Bruce Bowen's here?
Yeah. Walk into the tunnel. No. Other
Where?
Way. Other way. Back here underneath under the tunnel.
I don't see him. Underneath.
Shirt?
Underneath.
Yeah.
Okay.
See him back there?
Yeah. Did he get cut?
He was part of a trade, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was part of a trade, and I think it was one of those deals where they got him so he could...
Come back?
Yeah, or retire.
They were going to cut him wherever they got him.
So he's not...
So I don't think he's signed with anybody at the moment.
He's talking to Calvin Hill right now.
You can ask him about all
butt
that.
Butt in.
I'm not going to butt into Calvin Hill and Bruce Bowen.
Oh, like they're talking about something really
and
important.
And he's with his kids and his wife and...
Right.
Yeah. Am I cutting up down here?
No,
you're fine. You sound
the
great.
The headphones may cut up, but you sound fine.
Okay. But yeah, he's having an intimate conversation right now with Calvin.
You're sounding better now than
they're
you did a few minutes ago.
Generic training camp talk. So, how long are you down? Oh, well, you know, just a couple days.
Yeah.
You can get in on that.
He's 6'7".
George, this is Danny's new bit. He's obsessed with everybody's height.
Don't go by rosters, Danny. We talked about that the other day. Those things are wrong.
I go by the internet, George.
I don't think he is either.
I just stood next to him. I bet he's like 6'6", 6'5".
Then they always list him as 6'6". I think they did.
Who, Bruce?
Yeah.
He didn't look 6'7" to me.
No.
He weighs 90.7 kilograms.
What does that translate to?
200 pounds.
Oh.
You want me to ask him how tall he is?
Yeah.
That'll be the only question I get.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Bruce, are you 6'6 or 6'7? We have a debate here.
6'7.
You're 6'7?
I don't know about that.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
With shoes?
With shoes.
Okay.
Ask him if you cheap shot at the Mavericks. Come on.
If he cheap shot at the Mavericks?
Yes. If he purposely played cheap against the Mavericks.
Oh.
Come on.
His kid is here.
Well, his kid needs to learn that sooner or later.
He needs to find out the truth about his dad.
Right. Shot artist.
He needs to be aware of the sins of the father.
Good God.
Ask him if he hates Dirk.
If he hates Dirk?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be my final question.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Man, he just can't wait to get out of this today,
can he? I know.
What's
going on?
Like, he's got some place to be.
Me?
Yeah.
You.
Listen.
What?
Kill?
To kill you, Mike.
Why?
Kill you.
Just sitting up there doing nothing.
Hey, we're directing.
Seriously, nothing.
I'm trying to help you out.
Nothing. I'm trying to produce you.
Yeah.
Talk to Gina Miller.
I gave you all those great questions for Rudy Carpenter. You didn't ask one of them.
I couldn't hear one thing you said, not one word.
I gave you about 5 great questions for him. You didn't ask a single one of them.
Again.
I gave you the tire question for Romo.
Anything.
Again, I couldn't
hear. And George gave you the cheap shot the Mavericks question. And obviously, that's not going
to
get asked.
All right, let's go talk to Gina Miller.
I already did.
Oh, dang.
Talked to her.
What'd she say?
She'll be here through the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Single.
Maybe I'll stay down here.
Single. Hey, will you act like Dirk? And I'll say, Bruce, Dirk wants to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh. Me or Ryan's?
Who do you think?
Hello, Bruce.
I mean, what am I supposed to do?
That.
Nothing. It's going to be worse than Rush.
Do it. Do
okay,
it.
Okay. All
do
right.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Dirk.
This is going to be a disaster.
This
I know.
Is going to be a disaster.
It's going to be.
Oh, God. Hey, Bruce. Hey, Bruce. We got Dirk on the headset. He wants to say hi to you.
No, tell him I'm talking to Kyle, but
I'll call him later. You'll call Dirk later? Are you sure?
He's going to say
hello.
Call Dirk.
I swear, he's right here.
Oh.
Yeah. Dirk. What other Dirk do you know? Diggler?
Disaster.
No.
Hello.
Just say hello. That's hello. It. Just say, hey, Dirk.
Hello.
Bruce, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much.
What are you doing?
Training camp.
I say that again?
Training camp.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This isn't Dirk, though.
No.
But it was good talking to the impersonator.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a bad Dirk?
I told you, I don't do Dirk.
He goes, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
It's me, Dirk.
I was trying to get away from the microphone.
Oh, what a disaster.
I hate you.
Oh, God.
Look,
after you kill Mike, I'm going to kill you.
Look, you just have to be patient with Corby today. I mean, that's all there
He's
is
He's a little
to
edgy, isn't he? He dipped right, into that burrow last night.
From 7 o'clock on last night up until
he
now.
He was intolerable at dinner.
These have not been the best of times for him. And I want you to be around when we tell that story, okay?
I saw was the beginning of the, who wants my pizza?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Corby, really, I'm good.
All right.
I just had chicken parm. I'm good.
Come on, have some pizza. All right, I want you to help me with the story about the beginning of the evening.
Have some GD pizza.
And what things were like before we even got out of there, okay?
Is he not the most incorrigible drunk ever?
Oh,
it's embarrassing.
Hey, Alfred Bradley, it's me, Carby.
Oh, my gosh. Loud. Every other word was F and S.
GD.
GD and S.
And there were kids around. And
we had to continually
frowns and everything. And people were looking at him. And
PBS.
Lies.
Boy, it was
whatever.
Balls.
Lies.
Yeah, lies.
We've all seen it.
My pizza.
Okay, hey, Donovan's here, so let's go to break and tell the story.
All right, all of that next.